Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lee Greenwood.
Hello, RNC. Is there any doubt who's going to be the next president of the United States? Prayer works. This nation based on faith. Prayer works. Because he was sure, as Donald Trump turned his head just slightly, that the bullet missed him just enough to save his life to be the next president of the United States. We have believed for so long that God will make some changes in this country. And he's about to make a change in the current administration and send them home. Thank you everybody for being here tonight. Tonight we make the decision on what's right for America. More prosperity, less gas prices, less food prices, help for our veterans, and God bless our military wherever they are in these United States and abroad. There would be no war.
Ladies
there wasn't
and gentlemen,
any when President Trump
please
was president.
Welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. Sing it! God bless the USA.
We are here tonight with one purpose, and that is to elect Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States. He is here tonight to show his courage, his defiance against somebody who tried to kill him. You will not take this man down. He has the courage, the strength, and he will be the next president of the United States.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th President of the United States and soon to be the 47th President of the United States, please welcome Donald J. Trump.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Oh, and I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
Can you guys hear me now? Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everybody. Got that fixed up now, and then now that my phone is blown up. Sorry about that, everybody. I didn't hit the button. So, let's try that again. Welcome to Loud Majority Live this July 16th, 2024. My name's Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. Everything's working now, everybody. Everything's working, yep. All right, everything seems to be working now. Great, great. So we're going to get into all the stuff from the RNC yesterday. Donald Trump Jr. picks J.D. Vance, the dream team. You guys know I've been very bullish on J.D. Vance for quite some time. I'm really liking the pick. Really liking the pick. We're going to get into the controversy yesterday because there was some, not only with Amber Rose speaking at the Republican National Convention. Some people are not happy about it. I am. Also, the president of the Teamsters Union spoke at the RNC. Some people are not happy about it. I am. Donald Trump Jr. tells a reporter from MSNBC to shoo, to be gone with him. To be gone, sir. We'll get to all of that at the end of the show. We're gonna laugh a little bit because Kristen Welker got confronted by Savannah Hernandez from Turning Point USA. It was hilarious, and a priest gave a pretty funny speech at the RNC yesterday. Before we get started, guys, hit that thumbs up button, share the video out all over the place. Sorry about the little tech issue in the beginning. Now that we've gotten that fixed, we can dive right into the show. We can dive right into the show. I played the whole entrance from Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA just because I really liked the song. It was great to see Donald Trump in person for the first time since the assassination attempt the other day. What's going on, everybody? Hello to the McGroin crew. I know you guys took over the show today. I want to thank you, even though you couldn't hear me at the beginning. What's going on, Dylan? Bob, how are you? Deb, how are you? I want to be clear about a couple things. I'm probably going to upset some people today. I'm probably going to upset some people today with a bit of a nuanced view on Amber Rose and J.D. Vance, but that's okay because we all love each other. We all love each other. Chicky Mama says, good intro, LOL. Yeah, I guess when I screwed that up in the beginning. Let's dive right in. Also, by the way, check out the new Miller Lite Trump shirt. Very excited about that. You can get that over at loudmajorityusa.com. The new Miller Lite Trump shirt. Very fine, President. Boom. Boom. Want to welcome everybody in. Hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out. So, yesterday, Donald Trump on Truth Social at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon announced that J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, former Marine, Yale Law School grad, author of Hillbilly Elegy, one of my favorite books, is going to be his nominee for vice president. Now, I've been quite bullish on J.D. Vance for a number of reasons. We're going to get into the political because some people have problems with certain things that he said in the past, and I absolutely understand that, and it's a totally valid concern. J.D. Vance is the American dream. He is. A nobody from a nowhere town who worked his ass off, got a little lucky, made the right connections, and is now going to be the next vice president of the United States. For those of you who have seen the movie, I've suggested it before, Hillbilly Elegy, I suggest everybody watch it. It's a good film. It's not political. It's raw and it's graphic about JD's life. Father wasn't around. Mother was on the needle in a dying coal town in the middle of nowhere America. After a stint in the Marine Corps, he went to Ohio State, graduated there, went on to Yale Law School, married, 3 kids, 39 years old. First off, I want to make something very clear. He's 39. I'm going to be 35 next week. What the hell am I doing with my life? But that's another story for another time. J.D. Vance is what America is all about. He's proof that you don't have to be born into wealth. You don't have to be, you know, the Earl to some fortune or a Napa Valley, you know, winery. You don't have to be the third generation at Yale Law School in order to make it in this country. And yeah, no doubt, I'm sure there was some luck involved and he was in the right place at the right time and met the right people. He was pushed along by people like Peter Thiel, former PayPal guy. I have been very bullish on him for a while. And look, for everybody who's going to call me out right now, yes, I had been pushing Lee Zeldin to be the vice president, but that was a pipe dream. That was something I was just hoping for on a shooting star. Although I do think Lee will have a huge position in the administration, I don't think vice president was ever on the table. Now, with that being said, let's get into some of the negatives about him. Some of the negatives I've been hearing. Is he a fan of Israel? Yes, so am I. Let's move on. Was he a never Trumper in 2015? Yeah. Yeah, he was. And he changed his mind. And I think, and not just for this pick, I think for anybody, for your aunt, for your uncle, for your sister-in-law, if they come to you and they say, look, man, I was wrong about Donald Trump. We should not be, ha, 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 I told you so. We should be, welcome. Welcome to the party. Welcome to the right side of history. Welcome to progress in America in restoring the things that we believe in. I think that if somebody comes to you and tells you that they've been wrong this entire time, you should welcome them in. Not cast them aside. Since he's been in the Senate, while it has been a short time, he has been a fighter for the America First agenda. Riding a wave in Ohio that now sees Ohio as a solidly red state. And more importantly, the future of MAGA. The future of the America First populist agenda. Because we weren't sure what Donald Trump was going to do. Was he going to make a strategic play with a woman or a black guy? Was he going to go that route? Was he going to go Byron Donalds, Tim Scott? Was he going to go woman, Tulsi Gabbard, Elise Stefanik? There were a lot of different options here. Was he going to pick the heir apparent to MAGA, which many people consider J.D. Vance to be? But J.D. Vance also brings in other pieces. He's a Rust Belt guy. That's Western Pennsylvania. That's suburban Michigan. That's places in Minnesota. And that's an election. That's dead factory towns in Wisconsin. That whole sort of blue wall Rust Belt area. That's what J.D. Vance can speak to. Did he just solidify himself Pennsylvania? Pittsburgh. Because look, we may not win Philadelphia. Let's be honest here. It's a major metro. But for a long time, I've been talking about the minor metros. So let's look at Pennsylvania. Let's look at places like Harrisburg. Let's look at places like Bucks County. Places where people like Scott Pressler have been working their ass off for the last couple of months. And will continue to work their butts off. If we're able to start making inroads in there, we will not be stopped. This makes him the front runner in 28. Does that all but cancel a primary moving forward? There are a lot of questions left up in the air about this. However, I have long, shout out Andy Whitman, I have long been very bullish on J.D. Vance, and I love the pick. I love it. Not only because I am an individual fan of his story, but I think it was the most realistic pick for MAGA moving forward. I know a lot of people said General Flynn, Kesh Patel, Tucker Carlson, all great people, but that was never realistic. That was just never realistic. Let's be honest. Moreover, of all people, Van Jones is terrified of this for a specific reason. And Van Jones, while wrong about a lot of things, he is not a dummy. He understands what's happening, and we'll get to that in a minute. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code L-O-U-D for up to 80% off everything on the website. And check out their $25 extravaganza right now, baby. We know that Mike Lindell's been canceled by almost everybody, but we will never cancel him. Mike Lindell, guys, go to MyPillow.com. /loud. That's MyPillow.com/loud. So let's get to some of the controversies yesterday. This is where I'm going to lose some of you. So just if you just strap in, hold it down, because we're going to get to talking about Amber Rose. Amber Rose, a person, I mean this genuinely. I really don't know who she is. I really have no idea. She's a model. She probably sells makeup. She posts pictures of her ass on Instagram, which, okay, you know, maybe that's not the best thing in the world. However, such is the world that we live in. Amber Rose, who formerly hated Donald Trump, spoke at the Republican National Convention yesterday, and people are in an uproar. People are on their high horse. People are losing their minds. Here is some of her speech.
Excuse me. Amber Rose from South Philadelphia.
Hello. My name is Amber Rose. I'm a model and entrepreneur. Thank you. But most importantly, I'm a mother. My whole world revolves around providing for my children, keeping them safe, and giving them an opportunity for a better life. That's something that unites all American parents, whether we're Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, or liberals. We all want a better country for our children. But I'm here tonight to tell you, no matter your political background, that the best chance we have to give our babies a better life is to elect Donald Trump President of the United States. Now, you may be wondering why I'm up here telling you this. I'm no politician, and I don't want to be. But I do care about the truth. And the truth is that the media has lied to us about Donald Trump. I know this because for a long time, I believed those lies. So I'm here to set the record straight. The first person I knew who supported Donald Trump was my father. I was shocked. My entire family is racially diverse, and I believed the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, "Prove it." So to prove my father wrong, I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. People have to do their research. I watched all the rallies, and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love.
Now, that was about 2.5 minutes more of that. Now, look, Let's not kid ourselves here, okay? She does OnlyFans. She sleeps with rappers. She's got a giant tattoo on her forehead. I'll be honest with you, out of all of the three of those, the tattoo on the forehead is the one I understand, is the one that makes the least sense to me. Whatever. Here is why this matters, okay? And everyone, including Matt Walsh over at the Daily Wire, who's currently sitting in the corner crying somewhere over this, here's what some people are just not grasping. Let's pull this bad boy down a little. Boom, boom, boom. What do we got here? 24.3 million Instagram followers. Now, Kevin, should we platform people just because they have huge social media followings and may be able to influence the vote of some of their followers in order to get our guy elected to completely push our agenda so that we can win the House and the Senate and be able to appoint Supreme Court justices and win governors and win landslide victories in local school board races? Yes, yes, we should do that. We should absolutely do that. We should 100% we should be doing that. Oh, but she does OnlyFans and we don't really promote that on the right. Okay, move on. Because I'm here to win. I'm here to win. And I am sick and tired of living in a world with a Republican Party that loses constantly, but takes their hat off and goes, well, at least, you know, we lost with our head held up high. No, 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 no. I'm here to win. I'm here to win, okay? So yeah, maybe she's a little bit more sexually provocative than most people would like. And yeah, maybe you probably shouldn't tell your daughters to do some of the things that Amber Rose does. Sure, no problem with that. Totally agree with it. Maybe she shouldn't be posting pictures of her ass on Instagram. To be honest with you, I don't know. Maybe it works. Maybe the reason why we lose constantly, maybe the reason why we lost throughout the 90s, maybe the reason why populism for the longest time was festering below the surface and was never able to emerge is because for too long, we on the right sat back and on our moral high horse and said, you don't agree with the way I personally believe, therefore we should cast you aside. Sean O'Brien from the Teamsters Union, the third largest union in the country, maybe the most powerful union in the country, stood on stage at the Republican National Convention and rebuked the entirety of the normal Republican base, the right-to-work people, the Paul Ryans and the Chamber of Commerce, the Eric Cantors and the Kevin McCarthys, said that labor will be the backbone of today's Republican Party. That goes against everything, not a little bit, everything Republicans stood for the last like 45 years. Do you know why? Because this is not a Republican movement. It is a populist movement. Populism is winning. J.D. Vance being on the ticket means that Republicans are becoming more populist. And in the words of the great Nigel Farage, here's the thing about populism. It's popular. Now, sure, maybe you have a problem with unions. Maybe when you drive past guys working in the street and you see one guy digging the hole and five guys watching the guy dig the hole, that annoys you a little bit. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that whatsoever. My problem is that we are never in a world where more and more people are voting. If we do not expand our umbrella, we will lose. And then we can hang our hat on that moral loss while our people get arrested, while Trump supporters get beaten in the streets, while your kids get indoctrinated in their schools. Just today, Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law banning schools from informing parents if their child begins to transition. That happened today. So you know what? Some half black girl who wants to show her awesome ass on Instagram, whatever. Not on the list of the 100 problems do I have today is Amber Rose sticking her ass out on Instagram. I don't care. I just don't care. Does that make me a bad person? Maybe. But you know what? I'm here to win. I'm here to win. James Carville, the famous left-wing, the famous Democrat strategist, talks about the Democratic Party today as being boring. You can't eat burgers and you can't drink beer and you can't act like a man. So it is time for Republicans to use that against them. Moreover, the more people like Amber Rose that come out, the more it gives the freedom and the credibility to people in her world. I'm not in that world, okay? I don't care about Instagram influencers. I don't even know what the hell that even is. Like, yeah, she's hot, but she's not really my thing. Like, whatever. I don't care. But if we are going to win, if we are going to be a movement that grows forward, we cannot do it by losing. We cannot grow the America First agenda by losing. So sure, maybe someone like Amber Rose and Sean O'Brien, I think that's his name, Sean O'Brien, maybe they don't exactly live life the way you'd want to, or maybe you live in a state that is a right-to-work state. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. Maybe you find Amber Rose's actions morally reprehensible. That's fine. But we are never going to get new voters. You know why Donald Trump is polling so well with young people? Because he's cool. Because he's not the boring, stodgy, old Republican Party of the past. He's not these two idiots. Because guess what? All right? These two people, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, maybe they lived perfect lives. Maybe they were these little Boy Scouts that were out there. And sure, maybe these two guys have come from a bit of a rougher background. And maybe they use naughty words. And maybe they're not perfect. But you know what? I'll take these two every day of the week over these two idiots. Every single day of the week. The Republican Party is changing. And it's time for people to get on board. It's time for people to get on board. Before we keep rocking and rolling here today, guys, I want to talk to you guys about night vision goggles because I know every one of you have wanted to own night vision binoculars, but you didn't get them because of how expensive they were. Well, now you can grab one for just under $200 from our new sponsor, TacRite. Similar night vision goggles, similar night vision binoculars, usually sell for over $4,000 because once they're military grade, the price goes up. However, TacRite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision goggles require at least some light, but TacRite Night Vision lets you see even in the pitch dark. Our viewers can now get this one-time discount. Grab yours today for under $200. You don't even need a coupon code or anything. Just visit TacRiteLFA.com. That's TacRiteLFA.com. This would make a great gift for anybody who's into the outdoors, military, hunting, or people who just want to feel safe at night. So go to TacRiteLFA.com and pick yours up today, guys. That's TacRiteLFA.com. So, I think I've upset enough people today with my take on the Amber Rose situation. Some people don't like it. That's okay. Such is life. Gina Marie got her son a pair of night vision goggles for his 10th birthday. That is awesome. That's the best gift I can imagine for a 10-year-old. I wish I had gotten that when I was younger. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. How is everybody doing today? Bob says, Kevin, if you remove... what are we at here, Bob? What did you say? I think I like that. If you remove Amber Rose and focus on her message, it was a home run. If Amber Rose being the messenger bothers anyone, I'm not saying that, and deal with it. It's the big MAGA movement. Mazza Senza. Kevin, can I get a shout out? I'm new. Well, welcome to the LFA family. Welcome to the Loud Majority family. Welcome to the Loud crowd here at 1 p.m. Eastern every single day. Every single day. How is everybody going? How's everybody going today? Kevin, you're my hero. Oh, you're my hero. Thank you so much. Not all heroes wear capes. Not all heroes wear capes. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's keep on moving and grooving here. Anybody else new in the chat today? Anybody else new in the chat? You guys know I love seeing all the new people. So, a little bit more on J.D. Vance. Because Van Jones over on CNN, he's wrong a lot. However, he's not stupid. And listen to his analysis moving forward about J.D. Vance.
You know, part of the reason that J.D. Vance matters isn't for these kind of short-term electoral calculations. He matters because of what he means to the Republican Party long-term. This is cementing a kind of nationalism. Yeah. Now, Trump, to your point, I agree with you. He's an instinctive, impulsive, intuitive nationalist. J.D. Vance is an ideological nationalist. That's a much more dangerous virus because he can polish this stuff and make it seem palatable to people. He can sell this stuff to Silicon Valley. He can sell this stuff other places. And what it does is it locks the Republican Party on a pathway that I think is dangerous for the world. Again, the Ukrainians are now in deep trouble. NATO is now in deep trouble. Trump is, he could have gone with a Nikki Haley and signaled to the world, hey, listen, I got to give stuff to my base, but I'm not going to abandon the world. This pick is a horror on the world stage. So J.D. Vance matters because Donald Trump is pointing the Republican Party in a very scary direction for the long term.
Very scary for who, Van Jones? As he has come out and said numerous times, Ukraine, not my problem. Not my problem. Which it is not our problem, to make that very, very clear. Ukraine, not our problem. J.D. Vance can move the Republican Party forward in the coming years. I like it a lot. Moreover, I just got to say. I don't know if I've ever been more excited in my entire life for something the way I am excited for what eventually will become the Kamala Harris-J.D. Vance debates. Oh, I need more. I cannot wait to hear J.D. Vance's take on the passage of time and Kamala Harris's love for Venn diagrams or whatever the hell it is she talks about, her rambling, incoherent psychobabble, while J.D. Vance, a regular dude, just hits her on the points. Boom, boom, boom. You're the border czar. You've done nothing on the border. You're in charge of this. You're in charge of that. You've done nothing. Boom, boom, boom. Hit her over and over and over again. Giddy up, let's go. I cannot wait for that to happen. Can we schedule one of those, like, right now? Like, right now. That needs to happen immediately. Because I want to make it very clear. Many people believe it was the vice presidential debates that catapulted the Biden, the Obama-Biden administration in 2008. Because Joe Biden actually handled Paul Ryan quite well. Not that that's very hard, because he looks like Eddie Munster. Not that that's very hard. But many people believe that is what propelled Barack Obama in that election. Basically taking out Paul Ryan, ending his political career. I cannot wait to see that. The yellow school bus. Who doesn't love the yellow school bus? It's going to be spectacular. I cannot wait to see that. So, once again, I'm going to move off this topic for the moment, but I am very excited about J.D. Vance as the vice president. I stand by that. I absolutely stand by that. If anybody thinks I'm wrong, let me know. That's okay. That's why we all love each other. That's why we all love each other. Guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's keep rocking and rolling here. Before we do that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base. That is your mothership for all things LFATV related. While you guys are there, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's how we can keep bringing you guys the content you want over here. It's user-generated content, and we can't do it without your support. So go to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Big numbers today. Big numbers. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Big numbers. I'm liking it a lot. So, A couple more funny moments that I want to make sure that I get to before all of this. Don Jr. had some fun. Don Jr. had a little bit of fun with an MSNBC contributor. And we're going to get to MSNBC in a second because I brought it up yesterday. I brought it up yesterday briefly, and I want to make sure I touch on it again. Here was Don Jr.'s interaction with an idiot from MSNBC.
What is that change going to look like, Don? What, practically, your father as president, I think you would even say, was a divisive figure. What's it going to look like in the second term?
I don't think he was a divisive figure at all. I think the media created divisiveness around him. They lied about Russia collusion. They said he was a traitor. They went after him in every which way is possible. If the media actually starts being an honest broker, talking about the things that he did, the prosperity he brought, the peace deals that he signed around the world, rather than the disaster that we're living right now, I think you'd do everyone in the country a big favor.
I know immigration's important to him. I covered the family separation crisis closely. Will we continue to see policies like separating 5,000 children deliberately from their parents?
You mean the Obama administration?
You know they didn't do that, sir.
Okay. Sure.
Will there be a second family separation policy?
It's MSDNC, so I expect nothing less from you clowns. Even today, even 48 hours later, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait with your lies and with your nonsense. So just get out of here.
That's how you handle them. You don't play defense. You play offense. You go, go, go. And then when they hit you with some BS, nope, you just tell them to shoo. Tell them to shoo. We're going to get to the MSNBC stuff in a minute. Apparently, there's breaking news. Someone just let me know in the chat. Apparently, Gold Bar Bob Menendez has been found guilty. What is it? Bob Menendez found guilty on all charges in the federal corruption trial. Menendez is convicted on all charges and will be sentenced on October 29th. That's an interesting date. Let's get to the news, though. This is from Fox News. A jury in the federal corruption trial of Bob Menendez and his two business associates found Menendez guilty on all charges after a grueling 9-week complex trial in Manhattan. Menendez pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he accepted an array of bribes in exchange for helping foreign governments. Jurors deliberated for 3 days. The conviction on all 16 counts against him exposes Menendez to a sentence of up to 200 years in prison, though such a heavy sentence is unlikely. I would assume he would be tried for treason. He sold out American secrets in exchange for money to the Egyptians. Not really the point. The judge scheduled the sentencing date for October 29th. Prosecutors have not come close to meeting their burden to show any of the gold bar or cash given to Bob Menendez as a bribe, Menendez's defense attorney said in his closing statement. The absence of evidence should be held against the prosecution, he said. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responded with the verdict by calling on Menendez to resign. In light of his guilty verdict, Senator Bob Menendez must now do what is right for his constituents, the Senate, the country, and resign. In his 5-hour-long closing argument on Tuesday, federal prosecutors argued that argued for jurors to hold New Jersey Democrat accountable for his alleged misconduct, said, quote, "This is a big case, and it all boils down to a classic case of corruption on a massive scale." Gold Bar Bob has been found guilty. Old Gold Bar Bob has been found guilty. Now, this is big stuff. Why is this big stuff? With Chuck Schumer calling on him to resign, what would that mean for the Senate moving forward? What would that mean for the Senate moving forward? That could be huge, or some people would say huge. Why would that be huge? Because right now, Democrats hold a 51-49 advantage in the Senate. And there have been many defectors in a Democratic Senate here. Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin. Democrats have been running the exact same problem in the Senate that Republicans have been running in the House. The fact is their majority is just not very strong. What does that mean? That means that many implications moving forward of foreign aid could be all but moot. That's huge if he ends up stepping down. Now, with that being said, do I think he's going to step down? Probably not. Probably not. It wouldn't shock me if he did not step down. However, if Senator Chuck Schumer wants to be equal and be equitable, he should put forth a bill to expel Bob Menendez from the Senate the same way dumbass Republicans did for George Santos. This is gigantic. Sentenced up to 200 years in jail. Look, he's not going to get 200 years in jail. Let's be honest here. He's not going to be tried for treason. Let's be honest here, okay? I'm not here to blow smoke up anybody's butt, okay? I'm here to tell you the facts. But right now, it is very interesting to see this story breaking at the moment. We will bring you guys any and all updates about this. Wow. Breaking things. It's amazing. The Republican National Convention is still going on, and we've still got breaking news all the live long day about this. We're going to have, what time does it start tonight? We are going to have live coverage of the RNC later tonight when it starts. It looks like it's going there. The RNC's live stream is going to start at about 7 p.m. tonight, so keep it locked in right here. Keep it locked in right here. There were some funny moments out of the RNC yesterday. There were some funny moments. Kristen Welker, who of course was the moderator for one of the Republican debates, she got to have herself a little bit of fun. Someone had some fun with her. That would be Savannah Hernandez over at Turning Point USA. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Before we do that, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. Share it out all over the place. Before we do, I want to ask you guys why on earth you are not stockpiling life-saving medication. Guys, after what we've been through, it would be silly not to do that. And it is your personal responsibility to be prepared. God forbid something happens. Again, you're going to need medicines like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and you can get it easily at the Wellness Company, guys, who has developed a contingency emergency kit of prescription-only stockpiles of life-saving medications that every American should have in their medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but they've got you covered. Easily order online the one-of-a-kind prescription contingency kit from the Wellness Company. Each prep kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medicines for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These include hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, guys. Rest easy knowing that you have emergency meds on hand along with a guidebook for safe use. Guys, just go to twc.health/LFA and grab your contingent emergency kit today. That's twc.health/LFA. Use code LFA that saves you 10% at checkout, plus free shipping. The kits are only available in the United States. That is twc.health/LFA. What's happening, everybody? Hit the thumbs up button. We got big numbers today. I'm liking it. We're going to break 300. Good stuff. Good stuff. Alex Ann, how are you? A little Spitfire, what's going on? Steve Cray, how are you? How are you? Bob R, what's happening? AV, Russ Hawk, what is happening? Amy Loves Joe, what's going on? What's going on? I prefer to remain woefully unprepared. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Let me get a sip. Let me get a sip before we have a little bit of fun. Let me grab a sip real quick. What's up, T.D. Hodges from Central Oregon? Guys, let me know where you're watching from in the chat. You guys know I always love seeing that. Kev, enjoying the heat? No, I am not enjoying this heat whatsoever. It is so hot outside. It is so hot here in the Northeast. And I know I shouldn't be shocked by that because it's the summer, and that's kind of what happens. Syracuse, what's happening? Is that vodka? No, it's not vodka. It's 20 to 2 in the afternoon. What the hell you think we're doing here? Wait a minute. Mesa, you're from Brooklyn. I will be at, me and the New York City Young Republicans, we will be at the Brighton Beach Fair on August 17th. We will be at the Brighton Beach Fair August 17th. You're going to want to check that out. Also, this Saturday, guys, let me Where the hell is it? This Saturday, I'll get you guys the information on that. There's a Tunnel to Towers fundraiser at 40 North Street in Manorville. If you're here watching locally here on Long Island, then I will be at 40 North Street in Manorville, a Tunnel to Towers fundraiser at a farm out in Manorville. Really cool place. You guys are going to want to check that out. But yes, Brighton, I'm going to let you guys know about all the updates, about all the events coming up. There really aren't a lot going on in July. More rally information coming up in the coming days. Super excited about that. Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Very nice. So I'm sure if you're from Mount Laurel, you're probably sitting in traffic. I'm sure if you're watching from Mount Laurel, you're probably sitting in traffic. Very, very good. So a big shout out, because I love when people do this. I love when people do this because I don't have the stones to do it, to run up to reporters and just stick a camera in their face and ask them very obvious questions that they can't answer. Some people do have the ability to do that. Angela Vanderplume, who's been on the show, Laura Loomer does it, Savannah Hernandez does it, and here's Savannah Hernandez doing it to Kristen Welker from NBC News about their ridiculous Trump assassination headline.
Excuse me, Kristen, I have a question. NBC reported that when Trump was assassinated, attempted assassination, it was popping noises that was initially reported. Would you like to respond to that? No?
Yep.
All right, y'all, this is Savannah Hernandez, and this is actually Kristen Welker right behind me of NBC News, the exact same network that reported after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump that it was just popping noises. Kristen, would you like to say anything? No? Would anybody a part of NBC like to say anything about your faulty reporting? Not at all? Okay. So that's your mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen. And we have CNN here, we have MSNBC, we have NBC. So this week I'm really gonna try to ask all of these media members what their response is to their networks and this faulty reporting.
Savannah Hernandez, again, if you guys have ever met her, she's like 5'3". I love watching people run away from her because she's like tiny. It's hilarious to watch people run away from her. But shout out to her for having the stones to do that, because I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that. Shout out to Sav for that one. I love seeing members of the media being called out in real time like that, because quite frankly, you know, they deserve it. They deserve it. Because they're terrible people. They're absolutely terrible people. Before we keep moving and grooving here, guys, I got some big news. I got some very big news for all of you. Guys, I need you to head on over to loudmajorityusa.com and check out the shop. Why? Because we have got all new stuff here at the Loud Majority USA. You can get your Trump bumper sticker, your Trump car magnet. You can get your Trump Vance flags over at the Loud Majority USA. We have them in white and blue. Very, very good stuff. These new ones, the Fight Like Hell, the Fight Trump shirts, grab those today. Let's keep scrolling down, because some people have been putting in so much time and effort to build this amazing website up, and I need to do something nice for them. So guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com, sign up for the newsletter, check out our shop. We've got a whole bunch of new stuff. Also, if you haven't, my new personal favorite, you guys ready for this one? I don't know if you can read that one right there, that red one. I'll just let you guys read that yourselves. I found that shirt in Alabama. Like it very much, so I decided to make it. So head on over to loudmajorityusa.com, sign up for the newsletter, check out the shop. Also, we've got these new ones that where are we at here? These Trump Miller Lite shirts. Very fine president right there. Phenomenal graphic. Guys, check those out. loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Before we wrap up today, I want to have a little bit of fun. You know, we've had a tough couple of weeks. We had a tough couple of days with, of course, the Trump assassination that went on. The fact that this may or may not have been some sort of an inside job, I don't really know. The incompetent Secret Service director saying that the roof was deliberately left unguarded because it was a sloped roof. One of the stupidest women on planet Earth. Another DEI hire. Before we move on, I do want to have ourselves a little bit of fun, because we're going to make fun of Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. As we brought to you yesterday, Morning Joe had been pulled off of the air by the bosses over at MSNBC. And it got pulled off the air because they were worried that the hosts over there were going to say something stupid. That they were going to say something stupid that they could not take back. Now, with that being said, they were then put back on the air today. Which begs the question, people over at MSNBC, and I give you guys this because I want you to be able to use this against your leftist in-laws who may watch Morning Joe. If they couldn't be trusted to do the right thing the day after an assassination, then why the hell would anyone trust them any other day of the week? Why would anyone trust them any other day of the week? That's a great question, Kevin. Does anyone have an answer to that? I know I certainly don't, because they shouldn't be trusted any other day of the week. However, some people will continue to show them grace and watch them. I want to be clear. If I ever get pulled off this network because I'm no longer trustworthy, that lets you know that I'm no longer trustworthy, which is why I try to admit when I'm wrong about things, which is why I try to give it the old Bongino rule, 48 hours, 72 hours before I make an assertion about something. Because I want to make sure I get it right. I could come out here and yell and scream and say the most wild-eyed stuff imaginable. But I'm not going to do that because I respect all of you a little too much. I respect all of you way, way too much to do that. So I won't. Although this morning, they were very upset. They were very, and you could tell they were seething, and I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy. You know, I don't like this part of me because it's not nice. But there is a certain, how would you say, there is a certain joyfulness that comes when you see your enemy seething. Schadenfreude, they call it. You know. When you see your enemies fail, you take great joy in it. It's not a great attribute. It's not a great quality. Let's be honest here. But it is kind of nice sometimes. It is kind of nice. So I do want to laugh at Morning Joe because they're evil people. And Joe Scarborough definitely wears a toupee. Not really the point. Before we wrap up here today, guys, we're going to have ourselves a bit of a laugh because there was a priest who spoke at the RNC yesterday, and he decided to have a little bit of fun with the president. Check this one. I think you guys will like it.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Great pleasure to see President Donald Trump safe. And if I may, before the benediction, give you this promise. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be tired of being blessed. I guarantee it. Believe me.
I mean, look, that takes some stones to do a Trump impression in front of Donald Trump at the RNC. I want to be clear about something. Is your priest funny like that? Because I know mine's not. I know mine's not funny like that. I got to figure out where this guy's at. Maybe I'll go, maybe I'll drop in one Sunday. If he's like that at the RNC, I can imagine what he's like at the pulpit every week. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. It's 2 o'clock. Make sure you stay tuned for Matter of Fact coming up next right here on this network. Hit the thumbs up button on the way out the door. What are we at? What are we at today? What are we at today? Did we break it? Did we break big numbers? We just got to 300. Guys, hit the thumbs up button on the way out the door. Sorry for that little tech problem in the beginning of the show. I want to thank you all for sticking around for that. Someone in the chat says, Kevin, let's ride Harleys together. I don't have a bike, or I would. Guys, I will catch you guys back live tomorrow at 1 p.m. Until then, everybody, stay loud.